apricot mustard sauce. Liver and onions. Mm.
You should get a Philadelphia cheesesteak. How about if I pick for you and you pick for me? It's easier that way.
What in the world is a Philadelphia?
It's roast beef with melted cheese and sautéed onions on a hoagie roll.
What are you going to have, Lily?
I don't know, that's
rude. Lily's going to have the classic chef salad.
No, that's boring.
Or how about the pasta salad?
Oh, that's better. How about pasta and steak?
Better. Pasta, where's that?
Steak specialties. First one.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That does sound good.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good. Okay. I'll buy.
As long as it is a complete meal.
Yeah, everything. Oh, also, there was... Well, what else is there? Besides all the things they already see.
Salad and potato. Oh, I guess...
Yeah. Oh, it has pasta. Yeah, salad must be.
Salad. What are you having?
Mom?
Oh, I'm having a BLT croissant. And iced tea with no lemon.
Tastes very special.
What is that?
What?
The BLT tastes very
special.
I don't
have a roast beef sandwich because I had one of those for breakfast.
Where does it say oh,
under the BLT. Tastes very special.
Otherwise it tastes.
Are you ready, finally? Do you know what you want to drink?
Did you know? Uh-uh. Did you decide what to eat?
Come on, dude.
You didn't decide.
You look just like Sarah when you do that.
Now I know where she gets it.
Yep. I knew all along where she got it.
I know.
I see your mouth is finally healing up after 2 weeks, huh?
No, it's just been a week.
Who was it that
you had it when we went to Whitby?
I had just got it, though, now.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well.
Not
quite.
No, one and a half.
Tuesday.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Well, I was wrong too because I said one. Not one and a half.
Oh, this is what I want. A mud pie. Can I have that for an appetizer?
No, but you can have it for dessert.
Mom, I can have it for an appetizer.
If you want.
That's right. Looks good.
I was going to have the pasta, but we can't all have the same.
Why not?
You have pasta, I'm going to have this because I'm going to have that too, so I have to have something smaller. So I have room for that.
Oh, I see.
No, so I have room.
We're all going to have that, so have what you want.
Okay, she's ready. She wants pasta.
I want a BLT croissant.
No, not the pasta salad.
No, she wants the pasta and steak kebab.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted this one.
Well, I couldn't decide.
That was my choice.
Which one are you having?
I'm having this.
Oh. But I want a salad with it.
What type of dressing?
I don't know. I have a Caesar salad.
And what did you want, ma'am?
A BLT croissant. Okay, and iced tea with no lemon.
And what type of salad? Soup or fries?
Can I have clam chowder for my soup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, soup.
The kebab here, steak and pasta kebab.
That's what I wanted, yeah.
What are you having?
Actually, I wonder if I can get salad in half a sandwich instead of soup in half a sandwich. So, can I just get salad? Like, green salad or whatever.
White whole wheat salad or rye?
Whole wheat.
And did you want, what type of dressing on your salad?
Do you have ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What kind of sandwich are you getting?
Nutty chicken.
Nutty chicken.
Okay. My name is Minnie. I'll be waitressing anything. Let me know, okay?
Do you guys want anything to drink?
No, I'll take water.
No, actually, can I have some tea? Hot tea?
Come on.
Well, it's good for winter's iced tea blast. I already said I wanted iced tea with no lemon.
Okay.
She was just asking us.
Yeah, I was asking her.
Okay, I'll run get those. My name's like I said, if you need anything, let me know, okay?
Thank you.
Just kidding. Pretty nice, isn't she?
Hi, Billy.
Billy, who?
What's that, Billy?
Billy.
Billy, your old flame.
Oh, we've become good friends.
Really? Serious?
Yeah. Even after he beat up our car?
Oh. Well, that was long.
He apologized, though, you know. So
did he?
So you really
when
have become good
that?
Friends?
Dad called him and told him he had to, so he called back and apologized.
Called back? Why don't you just do it on the same phone call?
Well, he apologized to me. That's what
I had. Oh, he said he had to do that.
Was he the one that you were up all night with that night I came up and turned the lights on? And
Mark. Oh, yeah. Well, you've really become good friends with
him and his wife, yeah.
What's his wife's name?
Kathy.
Where'd she come from?
Kathy who?
Yeah. I don't have
Kathy
a Kathy.
Lou?
I don't know.
That's her name, Kathy.
From List, and I don't know. I didn't know her until after they were married. And I think I met her once before.
Well, it's nice you reconciled the past.
They came over after Laura was born right away.
Oh, really? Right away?
Yeah.
Do they have any kids?
Mm-mm.
Have they been married
Kathy
a long time?
I think Kathy can have kids. She could.
Sounds carry bad.
Laura, she had to be. She could hold her as long as she didn't get up.
Really?
Yeah, she weighed all 10 pounds, you know. She's all chewy.
Well, maybe she does have quite a problem. Some people could. I mean, it's not impossible. But
I tend to believe
how long have they been married?
Not bad as she year and a half. And 2 years in November.
What's Bill doing now? What are we in the process of? Your Bill, not Bill Gibson.
My Bill? Yesterday he was a carpenter.
He was a carpenter?
Yeah, he put a floor in a barn.
Oh, really? He put a floor in a barn?
Well, he just fixed it and he had one. He was just replacing old rotten boards.
Oh.
I don't know what he's doing today. He's supposed to start baling hay, but I think they were going to let it sit another day because he didn't take his lunch.
What does he do when he doesn't take his lunch? Come home?
No, Doris
eats there. Would you feed him every
day? Explain all of this. I don't understand what not taking his lunch has to do with baling hay.
Well, if he was going to bale hay, they wouldn't come in for lunch. They would just eat while they're
out there, out in the field. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he didn't take his lunch every day, would you feed him every day? Yeah,
she does. Feed him. I mean, well, when they're in the field, he has to take his lunch. That's just part of the deal. But
otherwise, he'll starve, right?
No, otherwise he didn't get lunch.
Well, I know.
Actually, I think that if she found out he came and didn't have lunch, she'd fix it.
Because
that's what she does with other people. But all winter, she fixes them.
Oh, because they're always close enough.
Actually, it's more of dinner because it's...
Lemon. I will go get you another one.
That's all right.
She just
remembered.
Okay.
Because I sat down, I thought, no lemon.
There's not enough lemon there to bother me. Thank you.
Oh, but it tastes so good with lemon in it. I don't even like iced tea.
Do you like hot
tea? Yeah, I love hot tea. But the winter hasn't lasted.
Do you put lemon in your hot tea?
I'm going to take that stuff out.
Moi? Or...
Well, I answered.
I was talking to Ruth because she had the lemon and the hot tea.
I get
you
it.
Don't have.
I get it.
What about you, Lily? Are you going to put lemon in your hot tea?
I don't put lemon in my hot tea.
I only do when I have cocoa.
I usually have, yeah, that's good. Lemon or lemon and honey.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you won't be able to touch Jonathan.
Just don't tell him.
Because you're drinking lemon and honey?
No,
she's got a sore throat.
What?
Don't tell him or don't tell Carolyn.
And just don't tell him. And
Martha Jean sat there and told all about how sick Barbara Jean was when she was tiny. And
And?
That helped a lot.
Oh, Martha G.
And
yeah.
What?
Well, Carolyn was...
I love a little bit about the potty training.
8 months old and
she
potty trained.
She always says that.
Oh, my gosh.
She told me the story of how she trained all her kids by 9 months. Now it's gotten back to eight, huh?
Well, Barb was at eight. Yeah,
oh, well.
Were.
They didn't make it to nine, huh? You know boys are slow.
Yeah, I know. That says it. That's not potty training, that's mother training.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Spock.
Dr. Spock. How about Captain Kirk? What did he say?
No, no. You're an idiot.
She's crying.
It's Mr. Spock. It's Captain Dr. Spock.
Well, what was her story about Barb that everyone, that was, Carolyn
was
so affected by or
unaffected or whatever?
She was in the hospital 3 times
with asthmatic bronchitis.
And so how did Carolyn react?
Well, she said thanks a lot, you know, because she was so worried about Jonathan.
Oh, he's going to go back again.
I said,
and then she had told her that she didn't outgrow it until she was 5 or something.
She didn't have what?
Barb did not grow it.
Oh, outgrow it.
Mm.
Oh, so Carolyn was really happy, oh, this is great news.
So then I said, but look at Barb, she's healthy now. And Carolyn looked at her and sort of looked away, and I thought, oh boy.
Rude. Way to go, Carolyn. Well, isn't she healthy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know she has
more or less.
She has something
gallbladder
with her gallbladder.
Heart trouble and back problems.
She has heart trouble.
But she has an enlarged heart.
Oh, lots of people have that. Oh, gosh.
That's true.
She's got that. She's always, always using nose spray.
Maybe she's
addicted.
Semi-hypochondriac.
Maybe there's coke in it.
I think that's closer to the truth.
Maybe hypochondriac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I always get backaches.
She
but
goes to the doctor a lot.
Oh, really? I think I get backaches because, I mean, some people's bodies are built in.
Well, bad posture.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
You know?
And also
no,
because
but I mean,
of the way
some
you
get
sit,
backaches more than other
and
people.
Because you're tall,
it's
and the world is built for women who are about 5'5".
And because the body is not...
It's because of the way my body is.
No, but Dr. told me that everybody gets backaches because the human backbone,
the backbone
is not built for an animal to walk on 2 feet.
Oh,
it's built for an animal to walk on all fours.
Right, right.
So if you were spent your whole life on your hands and knees, you never get a backache.
Actually, that helps when you have a backache.
Really?
It's to get down on your hands and knees and walk around and crawl around.
Oh, not all the way down.
Mm-mm.
It hurt, but then your back gets swayed back.
But if you're moving, it won't. If you just stand there.
Well, you know,
when you're moving,
you know, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, when I went in with my arm, you know, because I had so much trouble with my elbow. And so, well, she was giving me the treatment one time, I asked her about backs, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she said the newest theory is the opposite. They used to say that you lie flat with your knees up.
Yeah, so that it will curve this
so
way.
So that it curves this way. She says now we're having them do exercises
opposite.
Where you lie flat on your stomach
and
you lift your shoulders up.
Mm.
And then you keep doing it until you can have your hands totally straight and your hips on the... I mean, your arms totally straight and your hips down so that you're curved way up.
Right.
So I started doing that. Believe it or not, my backache went away.
Really?
I'll tell you. One night that he was so sick, when he first got sick, and he was walking, stooped over, his back hurt so bad.
You have to, you start
legs,
out real, just a little bit, you know.
We put 4 pillows under his knees and just that went away.
But you see, that's always worked for me too, but it comes back.
No, his didn't, though.
Well, then that's what you know, different people have different
kinds. Well, it was probably just from being sick that caused it. He just needed to relax it.
I am going to, Carolyn thinks she's got a kidney infection. Carolyn's almost as bad as Barb with being sick, but...
She just has these little things that come every once in a while, and they're always serious.
Well, she's got a pain at her waist in the back on one side only, and she's not... going to the bathroom as often as she should, even though she's drinking gallons of water.
She's going to get fat, doesn't
it? Water bloated.
No, she's going to get bloated.
That's
different
fat.
Than fat.
Yes, I know.
But is it the same thing?
Looks like.
Yeah, but you can lose it real fast.
Oh, I know. So is she going to go to the doctor and find out?
Well, she went yesterday, and the doctor wasn't there, but the physician's assistant looked at her and thought it was just a muscle spasm. So they gave her some, he or she got a some pills for muscle spasms, but it hasn't helped. As of last night, it hadn't.
It's at our waist, because they told Martin that their kidneys are up under your ribs.
Well,
that's weird.
Right,
I thought they were
right,
lower.
You know.
Yeah, that's what we
thought. I always thought they were down here.
Yeah,
where.
But the pain can be just about, you know,
yeah,
you know, pain
true.
Can be just about any place.
They told her they were.
Something wrong. And they said your kidneys are up.
Really?
Here.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm.
Mm.
I think.
Higher than I thought.
Yeah.
Because
I thought they were just below your waist.
Anyway.
Yeah, I did too.
She's
all sorts of junk in there.
Yeah. She thought she had a bladder infection when she was at Whitby.
Oh, did she?
Did she have the opposite problem?
Well, it's not exactly opposite, but they're kind of related, aren't they? But they didn't even do a urine analysis, which I think is ridiculous, when she went in yesterday.
But will a urine show up kidneys?
Sure, if there's an infection.
Oh, I didn't know it would. I guess it would, because they did that for Will. They thought he had a kidney.
Oh, they did? But they never figured out what he had?
He had pneumonia.
Eventually.
The second week he had pneumonia, the first week.
Really?
Apparently.
He had a
virus.
Oh, I thought they didn't know what he had. He had pneumonia?
Yeah, he eventually
developed
it.
Is that the first time he's ever had pneumonia?
No.
He's had it before?
When he was real little. He almost died of pneumonia.
Oh, really? Hey.
Three.
So, now Bill and Jonathan are in natural class, right?
Right.
Oh, I get it.
But he was 5 years. A little older than 5. And they quit going to Lewiston every week to see his grandma.
Well, that's when he outgrew.
He used to have asthma attacks every time they go to Lewiston.
That's a drag. He must have liked her a lot, huh?
He
or was it the
remember.
Oh.
She went just about every weekend. She hated going.
His mom? Which, it was Jack's mother?
Mm-hmm.
That's
but they had to go see
pretty
her.
Bad.
Yeah, you're right. But it scared Marlene because that was one of her dad's problems. One.
What, asthma?
Oh.
Seems like we've got every bad thing there could be in our family.
Bad. I was talking to a gal at work, Karen. She's going to have a baby.
Does she have money already?
Mm-mm. She's my age.
Yeah, I know. I remember Karen.
Her husband, the one that had
I know.
No, her sister's husband.
Oh, okay.
She said they did a glucose tolerance test on her, and there isn't any diabetes in their family. She goes to the doctor's. And there's diabetes in our family, and he never did one on me for either of the kids.
Maybe they picked something up in a blood test on her.
And she had gallbladder problems right before she got pregnant.
Well,
so
and then there's such a thing as pregnancy diabetes,
mm-hmm.
or you don't have it any other time. And she may have shown
really?
Signs of that.
I never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty weird.
She didn't say anything.
See,
like
I never
that.
Had that. But Grandmom did when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, she did? Were you big when you were born?
7'13".
Oh, so she didn't have one of those classic signs of diabetes?
Nope.
See,
you usually don't
did.
On your first baby. But your babies were late. My babies, none of my babies were late.
Still big.
That's what Mom's hoping that it means. It doesn't mean anything about having diabetes.
I know. Laura is was big, would have been big anyway, even if she'd been on time.
Well, she was big from the very beginning.
Yeah.
She'd never been in at 12 weeks, and he said, this is a big baby or twin.
Right.
So she was. Bill said last night, he said something about the next kid. He says, Bill, I don't want any more kids. I'm kidded out. That's me. He goes, nothing ever flaps you. I said, no, that's not true. He said, you could have 6 kids and you would just be calm and cool.
You go, Bill, you're wrong.
I
wouldn't be. I wouldn't be with anymore.
What happened Sunday?
Oh, I just about had it with Anna and Sharon. Told Sharon.
What they were just.
What were they doing?
They mostly Sharon got on a bandwagon about Mrs.
About who?
Mrs.
I didn't hear anything about it.
No, you left.
It was late. Well, tell me about it, because I haven't heard all of this.
She was saying that we were talking about different students being held back for different reasons, and about children being put... Oh, I was telling her about that one of your girls read at such a low level, it really should have been. And they said, well, why didn't they put her in remedial? And I said, well, I don't know.
She was in remedial.
Well, I said, for one thing, they can't put them in remedial without the parents' consent. And then the whole thing about that Craig went through in the first part of second grade, his first, and she was so upset.
What happened?
They wanted to test him for a remedial
Who?
Class.
Greg?
Greg.
Yeah. They wanted to test
him. A remedial class. It's called resource room.
Okay, yeah, I know. Room, but just to remedial.
She wouldn't let him?
Well, she never did anything about it. But she was telling Anna...
They never tested him?
Demanded he go into the resource room. I said, Sharon, that's not right. I said, she suggested he be tested for it. That's two different things. That was the first thing I said. And then she was saying, well, she just didn't do great. And again, and I just about... I didn't. But I, you know, I told her later, I said... Greg learned more from Mrs. Anderson than he ever learned from Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, well, probably.
Because he tried harder for her, mm-hmm. you know, and he really...
Here's our lunch for me.
And he made a complete, not complete, but he made a big improvement.
Mm-hmm. The Caesar salad with mm-hmm. Bob's. That was mine. He made the kebabs a little bigger than I regular, and I made the salad a little bigger, so we put my
separate
plates.
Oh, wow. I'm
going to
get full then.
What
did you? I had the croissant.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is everything all right now?
Looks fine.
Looks good.
It tastes great.
Yeah. So that was, that kind of, I mean, she was going, Buggy. And then she said, she says, well, Mrs. Anderson is still there when Doug gets to second grade. She's not going to get her hands on him. And I said, Greg, Doug would probably do wonderful in her class. Greg did, finally did well. Well, and for one thing, it bothered me because Anna takes a hold of something like that and doesn't let go. And Sharon doesn't even think about what she's saying. She just starts, and I was just...
You should tell Sharon that principals do not take kindly to parents telling them what room they want their kids in.
That boy. We gotta put Doug in there just to show her.
She's probably just as well I'm not having Doug. I mean, Greg.
It's just the whole attitude of it.
What grade is Doug in?
He's starting first next year. In kindergarten this year.
But, you know, like... She knows so much about it, you know. I said probably that one day the teacher and you both just had a bad day and it came off. Yeah.
Probably just as well I wasn't there.
Oh, I was. I told Bill I had several things I wanted to say and I probably would have if Anna wouldn't have been there. But I watch myself a lot closer than her.
This is good clam chowder, but it's not as good as Uncle Don made.
He made some? Oh, and after they'd gone clammy?
No, I don't think she would have said it if you'd have been around.
Better not.
Uncle Don made it after you
yeah,
went
but
clammy.
Surprisingly enough, it didn't taste real clammy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't all that good.
Well, it was good, but...
Yeah, what's the use of having clam chowder if it doesn't
Because evidently more? Fresh clams haven't developed a real strong flavor yet.
How do they get their flavor? You mean canned or something?
I would think so.
Oh.
And refrigerated.
Just aging. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a soup spoon. I didn't see it until just now. Oh, well.